Today the church celebrates Tuesday of Holy Week, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 13, verses 12 to 33 and 36 to 38. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what you need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." In his account of the Last Supper, John intertwines two elements, imminent loss and future triumph. Even among those who sat at table with Jesus, there was one who would betray him and another who would deny him. He had to struggle with their lack of understanding of what awaited him the next day. But John knew that Jesus faced this supreme trial with a strong hope and a willing acceptance. This is also our hope as we commemorate the sacred events of Holy Week. The beloved disciple seated next to Jesus is an inspirational image of the kind of people that we are all called to become. This disciple is not named in John's Gospel because we are all invited to link our name to his, to identify with him and to learn from him, for we are all called to be beloved disciples of Jesus.